This is Anderson Fans podcast episode 230 for Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
You know, they were playing ABBA last night. Really.
Who was?
Eric and Steph were playing ABBA.
Okay.
I think it was ABBA. I'm pretty sure it was ABBA. Anyway, gloomy Wednesday. It's chilly. They've torn up our street, so we're walking in the dirt on the way to work. I think it's time to go back to bed. That's what I think. Anyway, we've had an interesting week since we were here last. We went on Saturday to Milwaukee to the memorial service for Susan Wirth. You know, we didn't know her well, and it was amazing the things that we learned about her. I knew she'd been in radio. I knew that she had done other things, but I was really amazed at all the different things that she had done. It's like she had several very different careers. I had no idea that she played, was it the bassoon?
Cello, bassoon.
And piano.
And piano, yeah.
Amazing.
Probably half a dozen other.
Yeah. So it was really kind of. I cried. I didn't think I'd cry.
It was very touching.
It was a good turnout. Several people spoke. Lots of tears, lots of laughter. Typical memorial service. I'm glad that we went. I think it was good for John, and. It was worth the time and effort to go. It was good to be there for John.
Yeah, yeah. Her table was all set up,
which was really sad.
It was sad. All the banners
to see the banners hung and the table all set up just like being at a pen show. And for one second, I'm like, wait. We don't have anything in the back of the car, so it's not a pen show. And how the heck did Susan get set up so quickly? Mm-hmm. It'll be very odd moving forward to not see her at shows with her cart that she would acquire. I don't know if she'd borrow it or steal it, that she'd use to move her stuff around and going barefoot and... cleaning pens at the end of the shows and all the different things that she does, did at shows. So it was sad.
Yeah, everything was there. Her head, visor, her table, everything. So it was just...
It was good.
But yeah,
it was well done.
It was well done and, you know, nice reception.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of pen folks there.
Lots of people.
All right. We had an interesting conversation yesterday with somebody here at the in the store area about doing some calligraphy classes.
We've had dozens, plural, dozens of people ask us over the 3+ years that we've been open, are we going to offer calligraphy classes? And our answer has always been, we would love to if we could find someone qualified, and we are certainly not qualified.
Nope.
No way, no how.
This is my writing.
So, you know, we've looked into it, but never found anyone who was good enough or could do more than just, you know, a little chat or whatever. So it was... it was a good meeting yesterday. I think we'll be putting something up on social media, kind of feeler for, it would probably be like a 10-week class, which may be perfect for some people, maybe a bit of a commitment for others. So we're just trying to get a feel for what the local people might have in mind.
I was originally, you know, it's not exactly what I was, I had not envisioned that. I was thinking, you know, along the lines of at the show, you know, Deb gives her 4-hour class or something like that. But the 10-week class would be interesting because it takes you through an entire book.
And
so if nothing else, it forces you to be committed.
Ziza wants to see more of your pad.
Let's see. What's is there anything on here that I can't? Yeah, here's my pad, Aziza. Sorry, there's
no. It's a big mess.
It's a big mess. That's one of them. I have a pile of them.
You should see mine. So I think there's a lot of potential, and just having someone local who might be able to teach a class or design a different class from what she's used to teaching, perhaps. So I'm encouraged that we might actually make this happen.
Yeah, so any of you local folks, if you're interested, be sure to stay tuned. The local Appleton Pen Club page, as well as the regular Anderson Pens page. But we need at least
five
people, and it's limited to 8. So 5 to 8 people for the class to happen. We'll have more details as they develop. So we have to get the supplies together and make sure we have everything ready, because you'll need a book and you'll need certain supplies. So, but so anyway, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
What else do we have? You want to talk about some new stuff?
Yes.
So
craziness, Lammy,
yeah,
petrol.
We should expound on this a little bit, right? So this came out originally, it's been a while now, a couple months.
Yes.
Since we first got our first batch of petrol.
I was less than happy with how this rolled out. I think it's safe to say that. I don't know if it was that the demand was so high, if the supply wasn't thought through well enough, the first order that we placed was for a boatload of ink, cartridges, and a bunch of pens. And the first order we received was extra fine and medium, but no fine nibs. No fine nib pens at all. And it was like that for, what, a month?
At least.
More?
Yeah, more than a month.
And
we went to several shows.
Then, later, the cartridges arrived. And then, just recently, everything else, and in the meantime, we'd placed a second order. And then everything shipped, the ink from the first order, the fine nibs from the first order, and then everything from the second order, and that's it. There is no more ink.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah, I know some people were maybe a little less than happy, but we limited it to one bottle. Per person, because it was just there was more demand than there was supply. We wanted to make sure that everybody was able to get at least a bottle if they wanted, and I think that worked out fairly
well. I mean, I know sometimes people like to get, you know, 2 or 3, but if you have, you know, 100 people buying 3 bottles each, there goes a lot of what we get, and then that leaves, you know, not nearly as much for the rest of everybody. So we try to make it a little more fair. But it's really frustrating, just so you all know, it's frustrating as a retailer. No matter how much you order, you know, Dark Lilac was just crazy. And it came in, it was so popular, it blew out, and that was it. You couldn't get any more. And keeping that in mind, we ordered even more of the petrol because it looked like a cool color.
Mm-hmm.
And even that wasn't enough. And I'm grateful we got our second order, but then that was it. So it's just really frustrating that they don't tell you that they're only making 5,000 bottles or whatever they made, or that it's only going to be available through this date. Sometimes the colors linger.
Yeah, if anybody's interested in, Charge Green, get on the phone now. 1-920-997-8220. The phones are available. The lines are open. We're taking callers. I mean, you know, you can't forecast this stuff.
You can order as many as you think you would be able to move, and then you bump it up a little bit more because this may be the only time you get it. But it just seems like they're cutting it off closer and closer.
Yeah, and you know, you think the Pacific blue comes out, and you think that's going to be a really cool color. And
then it was the same damn color.
Same color as turquoise, you know. So, what are you going to do? There's not much you can do, and you just kind of have to. I know there's some talk on forums, people saying they're gonna boycott Lamy, and it's like, well, that's just kind of silly, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you can only do what you can do, and, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. You know, if they want to make a 50th anniversary 2000 and make it a shade darker than the stainless steel, then that's their prerogative, and that's what they're going to do.
It was disappointing.
It was disappointing. Yeah, we were all disappointed. Could they have done anything? You know, I don't.
Blue, that would
Blue cool. would have been cool. You know, dark blue, I don't expect them to make a transparent 2000. Yeah, that would be cool, but... I know a lot of manufacturers don't like to do certain transparent pens because there are certain things that just don't finish well.
Right.
You know, maybe they glue a piece in instead of threading it or whatever, and it just doesn't look good transparent. You think it's going to, but anyway, you know, it is what it is. Don't, you know, boycotting Lamy doesn't do any good. It just.
But maybe write to them and just express
absolutely.
Your unhappiness with how quickly it was no longer available.
Yeah, we didn't have it for 4 hours,
and
maybe.
You know, it wasn't like we ordered a dozen bottles.
Mm-mm.
So.
No, this was quite a bit.
We're as frustrated as you are.
Yeah, so. Because we, you know, we always keep a bottle for ourselves, and we almost couldn't do that, so. But the pens, let's talk. I got a pen on the screen here for the last five minutes.
I like the color. I like it a lot. I like teal.
It's really a dark teal.
It's very dark.
It's not really.
It's a little darker than I like.
I love it. It's got a texture to it. Yeah, I do.
It does.
It's got a cool texture to it. It reminds me of the very first Safari.
Mm-hmm. The terracotta.
The terracotta and the...
olive green?
What was the name for it? I can't think of it off the top of my head. Safari green, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got some texture similar, those of you who are newer to Lamy, similar to the dark lilac or the charcoal.
Yeah, it's got a little texture.
Just enough texture that it makes it not slippery in my hand, and I like that a lot.
The black clip is cool.
See, I'm not a fan of the black trim.
Okay.
But
well, I think chrome trim on this would have made it look weird. It's such a dark color.
Maybe.
Chrome trim would have. I like it. I think it's cool. I agree. I'm not always a big fan of black coated trim because eventually it does chip.
It can
chip. Yeah, you know, especially if you're, you know, if it's an inexpensive pen and you're throwing it in your purse or it's in your, you know, it's in with your keys or it's in with, you know, whatever.
You put it in with your keys?
No. Well, in your pocket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, great looking pen. We still have the pens left.
We've got a
few of them left. Yeah. So.
Did I take mine?
You did.
I did.
Yeah,
okay.
It's sitting at home on the coffee table.
No, it's pretty. I like it a lot. I like the Pacific Blue All-Star that came out just before this. I think that's a pretty color. This one is definitely different. I like it a lot.
You know, usually I like the last few years, I've liked the All-Star better because, you know, the options they came out with for Safari were, you know, green.
This is green.
Well, it's...
I love the dark lilac.
They weren't good greens. They weren't good greens.
That was pretty.
And this year, I have to say, I like the Safari better than I like the All-Star. I mean, the Pacific Blue is nice. It's a nice color, but it doesn't, you know...
Yeah.
This one I really like, so...
Although I have to get mine back from Jason. Apparently, he's determining how durable it is.
The Pacific?
I'm not sure what that means.
Get over there, nib noob. All right, so... also this week, you know, there's been some talk about Delta, so we should talk about Delta. So I've got this beautiful Dolce Vita oversize here on the screen.
So what's the talk about Delta?
Well, the talk about Delta is it's getting hard to get Delta. And nobody really knows the scoop that's going on, but acquiring Delta product is more difficult and more difficult. So things are going on at Italy. But we've got a bunch of it, and we have a bunch of it marked down. We have a lot of it. We have a lot of Dolce Vitas. We even have pencils and rollerballs and ballpoints. We have all the weird stuff.
How does that make you feel?
You know what?
Yeah.
If you're gonna have a pencil, you know that Dolce Vita oral pencil is pretty cool. I gotta admit, it's cool. My favorite, of course, in this one is kind of on the short list. So they make
what short list.
Well, you know, it's not really a short list anymore, but
wait, the list of pens I want for some holiday that's now stretching into 2018.
It's
list?
Not stretching into 2018 yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know. First world problems. So the regular standard Dolce Vita is black cap, black section, black end cap with that beautiful orange on the barrel. And those come in a couple different versions. They're all sterling silver trim. So a true Dolce Vita has sterling trim or has vermeil, sterling gold plate over sterling silver.
Which I like.
Yeah, it's really quite attractive. My favorite in the line is the Oro.
Yes, and I bought you one years ago.
You did. I have an Oro piston.
Which Valentine's?
Only, I believe it was Valentine's because you bought it at the LA show for me. The piston only comes in mid-size, does not come in oversize. Oversize is only cartridge converter. I've got the oversize on the screen here. But my opinion is if you're going to have an orange pen, make it orange.
Big.
Big orange. And every time I use this Bold. Pen, it just makes me happy. It makes me smile. It is so, so, so pretty. And it has that vermeil trim and a nice big gold nib. It's gorgeous. And we have oversized, we have mid-size. Like I said, we've got rollerballs, ballpoints, pencils, and like pretty much everything. Nib choice is a little bit limited, but it is what it is, right? And the newest member of the Dolce Vita family is what they call the Masterpiece, which came out about a year and a half ago now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's been a while.
Kind of a combination of the two. You've got the orange from the standard Oro, but you've got some black kind of swirled in there, matching section and end cap. In every piece is completely different. So, the end cap on here looks more black than anything, but there is some orange in it. Again, sterling silver trim. You've got a gold nib. If you don't want something that's completely orange, this is a nice piece, nice little mix. It has a little bit more of a taper to it too.
Yeah, yeah.
On the barrel end.
No, I thought that it was a good option when they came out with it, because otherwise you either had all orange or just a lot of solid orange and black, and now you've got a little bit of a
nice marble. Yep. If you feel like the marbled look. The other thing too about the Masterpiece is you can get it with the Fusion nib.
Okay.
So at a lower price point, you can get which is the steel nib with that 18 karat piece on top of the nib. There's a little bit of marketing behind that, but it's attractive looking nib and they write very well. Dave and I both have Fusion 82s of that nib and they're really very smooth writers, really nice. So you can get that on the Masterpiece. So that's kind of cool.
What else you got?
What else I got? The next pen.
He wants one.
And this is really nice.
He wants one.
Really, really well done. Conklin has had their Crescent filler for a while now. Rebirth of the original from, the early part of the 20th century. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Vintage collectors, you love it. It's got that protrusion off the side, the crescent, which you press down to compress the, and it acts as a pressure bar too. It's one piece which compresses the sack, pushes the air out, fills the ink. This is a knockout of the park.
This is pretty.
This vintage
this was
green,
really well done.
Green and black marble, matching section. Oh man, yeah. It's gorgeous. That two tone nib on there is beautiful for the fines and mediums. It's super nice, and what boggles my mind is this is priced lower than the standard black model, and I think this looks 10 times better.
This is nice. I like this one a lot. Color's great. I'm not a huge vintage filler fan. It's just too much work for me, but I'll admit it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this is just really well done. Looks great, and I think the Conklin nibs are nice.
Yeah, and they're number six, so and they come a fine medium stub, 1.1. But since it's number six, you can replace it with, you know, Anderson, Yovo, extra fine, 1.5, broad, whatever you want. We'll slip right in there. I love the clip on these pens. You can grab it from the top and one hand and put it in your pocket. We should mention the filling system, right? So
it's cool.
It is cool. You turn the lock ring, you press down on the bar a couple times. It is more difficult to clean.
Yes. Yes. I think that's why I don't like to use some of my vintage Estabrooks and such, because they are harder to clean.
Yeah, you just like to be able to take them apart, put them in the ultrasonic, put them out of the faucet, clean them, flush them.
Or just hand it to you.
Or she hands them to me, and then I go down and I clean them. These are more difficult to clean. The nib units on these are friction fit because they line up with the crescent. So when you're holding it, the crescent is always up. It doesn't go into, doesn't hit your finger,
mm-hmm.
Or your thumb. So it's friction fit. So it's not really, I don't recommend pulling it, but yeah, you're going to have to sit there and you're going to have to fill it with water or pen flush, and let it sit and kind of rock it back and forth to clean it. It's a little more time intensive, than your average pen, but you know what? The looks on that pen, it's great. It's really a nice, nice acrylic. I wish they would do other pens in that acrylic.
So we need to set something aside for you. Maybe that could be your Father's Day.
No. Well, we're good for Father's Day, I think. I'm just saying it's a good looking pen at a really nice price. So
okay. Let's talk about a couple other things really quickly.
Okay.
We just got restocked in the really awesome, super popular Atoya Petite journals. Those are great.
Those are nice, and I found myself over the weekend wanting one. I was like, it would have been great to have one. I don't remember what it was. I just remember thinking, well, that'd be great to have one now.
Just got restocked in that. We have a number of new Robert Oster colors that have been mailed to us, so they're on the way. We're excited about some of those. Some really cool colors. And what else came in this week? Is that about it? We got restocked in a bunch of stuff, so mm-hmm. check the website and see what's
lots of life is back.
Mm-hmm. We've moved a couple things to the closeout, so check that too. It's just been kind of busy doing. It was nice to have most of the month of May at home to get a lot of stuff done, making some changes to the website, adding some things to the website.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It never ends.
So, anything else we want to talk about? We talked about the calligraphy class. That's
we are going to be closed. Is it this
Memorial
coming
Day?
Week?
Yeah, this
closed
next
on Monday. Yep, so, if you are local, the store is closed. If you are not local, the website is open.
Oh yeah, always 24/7. We never close.
We're actually. Oh, we might actually come in and pack for Raleigh.
Dang it.
Well, maybe we'll try and do that on Sunday.
I'm sorry, they're doing road construction. I can't get out of the driveway. Sorry.
There you go. At home, let's see, personal things. At home, they've torn up our road and our sidewalk and the apron to the driveway. So it's every day it's interesting to come home and see what the construction guys have done or not done. And that's about it.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that's it for this week.
Let's see. Eric in the chat wants to know if we're going to continue to carry the journals.
Which journals?
Eric, if you're talking about the Atoya Petite journals, yes. As it gets closer to DC, just shoot us an email and double check. But they're a new thing for Atoya, and we absolutely will be stocking them permanently.
Yep. Yeah. If there's any question, just go ahead and
Place the order
for show pickup. And they're super cheap, too. Like $2 bucks for the medium and $1.50 for the small. I mean, I hesitate to call it big because it's pocket size. I guess it's pants pocket and shirt pocket is what we should call it. So, the Delta journals? Yeah.
Delta journals. Those have been discontinued.
Yeah, they're very, very difficult to get right now. What we have is pretty much what we're going to have. So give us a call and talk to us. We have very limited stock right now. So almost all Delta on the website is on sale, except for the journals because they're already fairly inexpensive. But if there's something you're interested there, give us a call and we'll, we'll see if we can't make it. If we don't have what you're looking for, we can make it, pretty much. So,
I think that's it.
All right, that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun stuff, including our newest segment. What do they call it? Nib Noobs?
Yes. I think
yes. Nib Noobs with Kim and Jason. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.